praise the Lord for this rain.
Amen. Amen.
It's not a big flood out there, but at least the Lord knows what we need.
Amen. Amen.
You know,
right.
We've been without rain for a while, knows we need rain, knows Gatlinburg needs rain.
Yes, yes.
And I'm just glad we've got a God who still looks down upon us, or still takes care of us, still loves us.
Amen. Amen.
Knows what we need even before we even ask. That's the kind of God we serve. Still in control, don't have to worry. Amen. About ISIS, don't have to worry about none of that stuff. I mean, a lot of people are worried about stuff like that, but I'm not, because God is in control. Amen.
Amen.
People don't realize that ISIS has been around for a long, long time. Amen.
Right.
They're from the branch of the Assyrians, which are the ones that instilled terror in the hearts of Israel back when Hezekiah, amen, even back when Elisha was down there. Amen. The Assyrians tried to come in on them, but God, amen, had... Hey, Elisha prayed that God would open the eyes of the young servant. Amen. And we find out that when his eyes was open, there was a chariot of fire all around the mountain, and God was in control.
Amen.
God is in control. Isis is not in control. The president is not in control. God is in control. Always has been, always will be.
Amen.
That's who's in control.
Yeah.
The Bible says not to fear the one who can destroy the body. Amen. But to fear the one that can destroy the body and the soul in hell. Amen. God knows what's going on. He's got everything under control. Praise God for that this morning. Didn't know I was going to say all that. That's free. Amen. Won't cost you nothing.
Amen.
If you got your Bibles, turn with me, if you will, to Romans chapter 5. I don't know about anybody else, but I feel good in the Lord this morning. Amen. It's hard, far and few between that you say, thank God for this gloomy day. Thank God for this rainy day we got, amen. But I tell you what, God knows what we need.
Yes, that's right.
But I feel good in the Lord this morning. I know He's here, amen. I brought Him with me, amen. Hope you brought Him with you. If you brought the Lord with you and I brought the Lord with me, we can have a good old time with the Lord this morning.
Amen.
Romans chapter 5 says in verse 1, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand, and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. And not only so, but we glory, listen to this, in tribulations also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope, and hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. Amen. That's as far as I'm going to do my reading this morning, but I began last night, this scripture came upon my mind and didn't really think a whole lot of it. Amen. Was pondering on it a little bit as I was lying in the bed getting ready to go to sleep. And this scripture was still in my heart this morning. And as I woke up and began to read about this, and I forgot about the rest of it that was below it. The only thing that was on my mind was that very first verse. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. But as I began to read the rest of this scripture here made a lot of good sense and sounded real good too. It was a good word, amen. There's a lot of good word in the word, amen. All of it's good, but sometimes... some of it's better than other times. You just need it at a different time. Amen. But he's talking about down there. He begins to say, not only do we glory in the hope of God, but we glory in our tribulations.
Amen.
Amen. He said he gloried in his tribulations. Now, I don't really know what the title of this message every now and then. I like to latch on to a thought. Amen. But I begin to think of the end result of our hope. That's what comes to mind is the end of your hope. We know that the end of our faith is sight. Amen. And our faith will end in sight. But what is the end result of our hope? Amen. And begin to think about that. Amen. And begin to look at this. And I just want to take my time a little bit and talk about these three or four different things he talks about here. Amen. And notice he says, we glory in our tribulations also.
Yeah.
I want you to notice this, that one thing leads to another.
Yeah.
There's a cause and effect going on here.
Yeah.
Amen. A tribulation, amen, cause and worketh patience. Patience is the effect of tribulation.
Yes,
I don't know how many of you have heard this before, but I've heard it all of my life. Don't pray for patience, because then you'll get tribulations to go with it. Lord, will send you tribulation. Well, I don't know how much of that is true. Amen. Because I don't think God would want to just send you a lot of bad things. Amen. Send you a lot of bad things to make your day, make you know your life miserable. God ain't about doing that. Amen. God loves us. Amen. He wants to see us grow. Yes. Amen. He don't want to torture us to death. Amen. To get there. But we have to realize that patience, tribulations must come. Jesus said you will have tribulation in this life. But it's our attitude, it's how we perceive that tribulation, whether it's going to kill us or whether it's going to make us stronger. Amen. And you know that little that saying that whatever doesn't kill us will make us stronger. Amen. That depends on what kind of person you are. Amen. That depends on what you're made of, amen.
Right.
Amen. If you're made of all being scared, being afraid, and wringing your hands to death, amen, what don't kill you will make you worse off until you are dead.
Amen.
But if you made of better stuff, if you got greater He that's in you than He that's in the world, then yes, those tribulations will work out something good in your life.
Yeah, amen.
And that end result, the fruit of tribulation will be patience.
Yeah.
And I say, well, I really enjoy when things just sync up and lock together. And that Sunday school we had this morning just syncs up and locks together with this so good. And I hope the Lord can help me bring it out. But you're talking about the virtuous woman and how she takes care of her household and how she has to make all these different garments and things and how she goes to the merchants and sells some of the things that she's made with her two hands to provide for her family and how she stays up all night to wakes up early in the morning, and she is a go-getter. She's a hard worker. She's somebody that puts an effort into it.
Right.
And you know, there's a lot of things through that. There's tribulation in that.
Yeah.
There's a little bit of hard work and that goes involved in that. Yeah. Amen. And it takes patience. Amen. That tribulation works patience. It takes patience to see your fruit come to fruition.
Yes.
Amen. A lot of times.
Yes, amen.
Amen. If it's something that's going to be worth anything, you got to have some patience about it.
Amen.
Amen. You go out here and you plant a little seed in the ground in the springtime, and you have to patiently wait, amen, through summer and the rest of spring, and then I'll come on into fall before you see any results from it.
Yeah.
Then you go out there and the tribulation part happens. Boy, we want to get to the good part, Lord. We don't want the tribulation and everything else comes with it. We want the good stuff right now.
Come on. Amen.
That's kind of like going out and winning the lottery. You go when the statistics show you win the lottery, and you're gonna spend all that money within a few years.
Right.
Why? Because you didn't work for it. You don't know how much it costs.
Amen.
You didn't make any sacrifices for it. You didn't put anything of yourself into it. Amen. And you don't hold on to it as much.
Yeah, that's right.
That's like they say, when you have cash on hand, it hurts more to spend cash than it does to swipe that old car. Why? Because that cash represents what you've worked for. That represents all the stuff that you put in that sweat and tears for. That tribulation. Amen. Worked out some good hard work, hard-earned money. Amen. And that money is a result of that hard work. And so it's harder to spend that money than it is to go swipe that car. And I ain't preaching on money this morning. I'm just trying to give you an example. But I, through my life, amen, about 2012, I'll give you a little history here. 2012, I was laid off from a job. But I tell you what, I was never so glad to be laid off a job in all my life. I hated that place, and I prayed, Lord, get me out of here. I didn't want to have to go back there anymore. Didn't treat their employees right. Didn't want to have nothing to do with treating them right. And I ain't going to name no names or anything like that, but I was just praying, Lord, they had offered to lay off a year or two before that, and I wouldn't take it because I was scared. But let me tell you something. You'll do some things, amen, that you don't know you're capable of. When you get in between a rock and a hard place, you'll know, amen, what you're made of. And I wasn't worried. I said, Lord, get me out of this place. They had an offer for a layoff, and I took it. I said, yes, I'll take it. Didn't know what my next meal was going to come from. Didn't know. I knew there was unemployment and all that, but still, that runs out eventually.
Yeah.
And I had in my spirit, amen, I wanted to use the talent that the Lord gave me to make a living off of that. To use the talent for good and make, I mean, that's what they did in the Bible. They took the talents and they made something off of that.
Yes,
and so I said, Lord, I want to be able to use my talent. And I had in my spirit of desire to teach people. Amen. I've been doing it online for years, and I wanted to do it in person. I thought, well, maybe I could do something with this and make a living off of it. And that was during the time that I met my wife, and just as soon as we started dating, I had to call her on the phone and say, well, praise the Lord, I lost my job. Let's get married. That's basically what happened. And she'll tell you, I'm not the kind to worry about money too much because the Lord just seems always to provide. And, you know, the Lord just, He continued to bless. I began to get students in, teaching out of my apartment there for a while. And then before long, I began teaching at this place in town that I still teach at today. Been probably about 4 years I've been teaching there. And 3 or 4 years, and that's how long we've been married, a little over 4 years. But the Lord has kept me there. And on the side, I do other things. I create products for guitar. And just recently, I wrote a book and published that. And just all these little things, it really blessed my heart. You're talking about the virtuous woman. And I got to thinking about how all that stuff kind of parallels with what I've been doing in my own life to provide for our family. But the point I'm trying to make is that all that, there was, let me tell you, there's some tribulation in all that. There's some hard work. There's some staying up late nights trying to get a chapter of a book just right before you send it out to be published. Or there, you got to videotape and record all these different licks on the guitar and everything to make it look right and get it just perfect. And man, I'm telling you what, there's some tribulation in having to go back and redo all the stuff you did before for a different market. Working for yourself ain't like working for the boss. It's easy to go to work and get on the assembly line and see all this stuff being made, and once you go home, it's all done. No. When you work for yourself, amen, it takes a year to get something done. I know, because that's what I've been doing the last year, trying to work on this book. And now it's finally out there. But I can see through the tribulation that I put in that has taught me to be patient for the future. And I'm not blaming God for putting tribulation on me so that I could get patience. No, that's a result. That's a fruit that comes from tribulation, is patience. So now, let's look on the next one. What does tribulation work? It works patience. What does patience work? It works experience. Now, experience is another good thing. We say that experience is the best teacher you'll ever have because it will teach you everything you need to know firsthand. I can teach Noel all I want to know, all he wants to know about guitar, but until he plays it for himself, it ain't going to be nothing I can teach him that he can't learn by himself. I tell my students all the time, you come to me, we can apply, I can teach you something new, but if you don't go home and practice that, we can't move on. We can't move into the next level because you have to take what I have taught you and start working on that. And that brings experience. They go home, they play that little lick on that guitar I show them. I'm going to do this left-handed because that's what it'll sound like when they do it at home. And I don't play left-handed. So they'll get home and they'll play that lick and it might sound like this. It might sound like that. And that, tell me, that's tribulation right there. You get home and hearing that all night, you parents hearing that all evening? Hearing the horns playing, hearing the drums blasting? Tribulation. And then that teaches them patience. That teaches you got to work that a little bit harder until it sounds a little better. And I'm going to flip on the other side because that's the way I can do it. And it might sound a little bit like this. Still a little bit of tribulation going on. And then that patience brings experience. And before long, it sounds, instead of noise, it sounds like music. There's a difference between noise and music. And what's that difference? Tribulation, patience, experience. That's what brings harmony. That's what brings music. That's what brings a closer relationship with you and the Lord.
Yes, amen.
Let's go to Bible study. Let's go to church. Let's go to spend some time in a little study with the Lord in the Bible and get a little tribulation or so. Get a little discipline in our soul so that we can learn to be patient and be able to listen to the Lord.
Yeah.
You know what, me and you, we talk too much. We talk too much. We go pray, we talk to the Lord. But do we listen?
Amen.
We don't listen hardly enough.
Amen.
The Bible says be slow to speak, swift to hear,
Amen.
When we go to pray the Lord, all we hear is talk to the Lord, tell the Lord about your troubles, do this, do that. But you got, it was in the spirit, the still small voice appeared when everything got quiet.
That's right.
Elisha didn't hear the still small voice in the wind. He didn't hear it in the earthquake.
Right.
He didn't hear it in the fire. He heard it when everything got quiet.
Yeah.
And when we stop talking, we can start listening to the Lord.
Amen.
I learned a long time ago from psychology and all this other stuff, if you want to be a good listener, you have to be quiet and let the other person talk.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just common sense.
Yeah.
They talk, you repeat back to them what was said so that they understand that you understand what they're saying. You carry on a conversation. See, we don't carry on a conversation with the Lord. We talk to the Lord. That's what prayer is a conversation.
Yeah.
We hear from heaven. We talk to the Lord. We hear back from the Lord. Otherwise, it's a one-way conversation. I don't know why God did all that. But I want to tell you something. It takes tribulation to work out some patience. When you get patient, you realize there's an experience that goes with it. See, I'm 36 years old. And I've got experience to know that when I was a kid, I went through some things. And as I've come along my way, I realize through experience that God has brought me through some things. Not that I've got there on my own, but that God has brought me through some things. He brought me through some things. And that experience tells me that I've got enough to know that later on down the road, because of what God has done, that tells me that God can still do the same thing to bring me through whatever else lies ahead.
Amen.
Praise the Lord for that.
Amen.
I've got experience through tribulation, through patience, and now I've got experience to know that, yes, I went through some things, but God brought me through.
Right.
And maybe tomorrow I'll have a bad day. Maybe something bad will come in my life tomorrow, but I can say, God's going to bring me through this. Because based on experience, He's brought me through before.
Amen. That's right.
Amen. You know what I'm talking about.
Amen.
But I'll tell you what, God wants to, He wants to show us these things. Amen. We've been studying Hebrews where I go to church at a little while ago. We started Hebrews, and we just got out of the chapter a couple of weeks ago, chapter 5, where He says, you're on the milk. I've got meat to give you, but you're too on the milk. We've got to stay on the milk.
Yeah, that's right.
God wants to show us some of these things, but we don't have the strength to be able to receive them sometimes because we haven't spent enough time in His Word. We haven't had enough conversations back and forth together.
Right, amen.
But I want you to know that creating products and writing books and all this stuff, I couldn't have done. I'd pull all what it left in my hair is left out because it is tribulation. Hard work, don't get me wrong, hard work is tribulation.
Yeah.
The Lord said when Adam and Eve fell that you're going to be earning your living by the sweat of your brow.
Yes, amen.
It ain't, you know, all roses, a bed of roses and all prosperity and all this stuff you hear on TV. It takes work.
Yes, it does.
And next time you hear somebody say, well, you just think about it and the universe will give it to you, well, you just say you're your father the devil. He was a liar too.
Yeah, amen.
Because it takes hard work.
Yes, it does.
Believe me, I've listened to some crazy things, and people are out there.
Yeah, amen. Yeah.
I'm telling you, it takes, if you want anything done, you've got to put an effort into it. If you want a closer walk with the Lord, what did Jesus say? What did James say? Draw nigh to me,
yeah,
and I'll draw nigh to you. Two-way street.
Amen.
Amen. Jerry, our pastor, all the time, he says, put in something to service, and you get something out of it.
Right.
Amen. How much we're willing to put in work for the Lord? Not just Sunday morning, not just Wednesday night, Sunday night, whenever you have your revival. But what do you do on your day-to-day walk with the Lord? What are you putting into that? If I go home all the time, don't talk to my wife, how am I going to expect we're going to get any kind of relationship built?
Amen. Amen.
If I go home today and don't fold the laundry like she's asked me to all week, I'm going to have a good week next week. I forgot about that. The Lord's going to tell me that's tribulation, but I've got to have a little patience up on the line. But I'm telling you, it's so hard to convey this stuff because I've been through it myself. I know what to say, but I don't know how to say it. It just don't want to come out the right way. But I want you to know something. Whatever you're working and striving for in life, as long as the Lord's behind it, It will require a little bit of effort. Yes. But if you'll just hold on, and this goes for the hope that's coming after this, the hope of glory, achieving heaven one day after a while and getting to heaven, this is a long road of tribulation. But let me tell you something. If you'll just stick through it, that tribulation, something good will come out of it. It's called patience. Amen. If you'll stick through that just a little bit, you'll have experience to know that God has brought you through some things. Just like the song of Son, I got so much to thank Him for. Hey, because of where He's brought me from, amen, and where I'm going, amen. Those things are for our benefit, for our good, to teach us to keep walking with the Lord and what to expect. The devil will twist the Lord's things around and make it seem like it's something mean, something hateful. But God does it for our good.
Right, He does.
And He knows that's what's required to have any kind of meaningful relationship. As I said earlier, you win the lottery, the money's not meaningful. You go out and spend it on whatever. It doesn't bring joy, it doesn't bring happiness. But if you work hard to achieve something, not only do you hold on to your money longer, but when you spend it on something, it means so much more. And you appreciate it more.
Amen. Amen.
And you'll appreciate your salvation more if you just hold on to these things. And realize, yes, Lord, I'm going through some tribulation right now, but You said in Your Word that it's going to work for my good. The Bible says, amen, in Romans 8:28, that all, we know that all things work together for the good to them that love God, who are called according to His purpose. This tribulation is working for your good. Amen. It's going to bring patience. Amen. It's going to bring experience. You're going to have something, amen, to show for it. That'll get you through to the next hill, the next valley, the next mountain. And what is the end result of that? Patience works as experience, and experience hope. And what's the good thing about hope? Verse 5, hope maketh not ashamed. Why? Because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given us. Amen. The Holy Ghost is at the end of this journey, and we find out, just like that little poem, The Footprints, He's been there all the time.
Yes.
Guiding us on the way. Amen. That hope, when you realize that hope, yes, I might have went through some hard times and some tribulation. And yes, you know, as a young Christian, I might have been made fun of, might have been talked about. Amen. But, amen, when you get to the end of the journey, you have nothing to be ashamed about because you did everything the way God wanted you to. That hope doesn't result in shame. Amen. The things that I've accomplished in life through God, I've not done anything on my own. Bible, you know, it's all through Him. I can do all things through God, through Christ, which strengthens me. And let me tell you, when that book came in this week that I'd worked on for so long, yeah, it's only about that thick, but it's mine. Amen. With the Lord's help, I got done. When that came in, you asked my wife, I've got climbed the walls. I got it. It finally is here. The efforts, all the efforts in that one little thin book had been wrote. And that, not only just the book is what made me happy, but what I'd learned up to get to that point will help me go on further and do the rest of the work that needs to be done. Amen. When you see a soul saved, when you've been praying so long for your family, amen, and they finally get their life right, they come to the altar.
Amen.
All that work you've been praying about, all the tribulation and anguish you felt in your soul. Amen. All the patience you've had to go through. All the experience you've had to learn. And finally the hope of him being saved comes. And guess what? You don't care what nobody thinks. You're proud that it happened.
Amen.
You praise the Lord that he finally got through to him. Amen. And you've got something to hang on to, a hope. Amen. That nobody can steal from you.
Amen.
That's what salvation is all about.
It is.
Amen. And every little thing we go through in life is to teach us of some greater thing in the kingdom of God. And that's a wonderful revelation. Amen. I was reading about Adam maybe earlier today. He was talking about Adam was the one who came as a representation, the one who was foretelling the one, the real Adam that was to come, Jesus. We know the temple is a shadow of the things to come in heaven. We know the high priest is a shadow of the things to come. Amen. And all these things experience is teaching us is a shadow of the things to come. Amen. The life lessons that we learn. And if we hold on, we'll be greater for it. We'll be greater Christians. We'll be greater people for it.
Amen.
And God will help us overcome anything. Because greater is He that's in us than He that's in the world.
Amen.
tell you what, this message has been for me if it's been nobody else. Because I'll tell you what, it's that those few verses has been what I've experienced the last few years. And it's good to finally get some sense made out of it. Amen. Even for just myself. But I tell you what, you may be in your life going through one of these stages. There are many stages of hope. I don't know, it may be what you want to go home and call this message. I don't know. Whatever it is for you. But you may be stuck in one of these. You may have got past the tribulation part. Now you're saying, twiddling your thumbs, Lord, I'm waiting. I'm being patient. How many times the Bible say, wait on the Lord? Yeah. Boy, that's one of the hardest things to do. Wait on the Lord. You may be stuck in that stage. You may be learning some experience from things and going through some experiences. But notice the very next stage is hope. Seeing that hope come to fruition. Don't give up right on the brink of your blessing. Don't give up right on the brink of your breakthrough, right on the brink of your victory. That's when the devil wants to fight your hardest because he knows you're almost there.
Amen. Yeah.
Almost there. Just a little bit longer. Just a little bit more. Amen. Be like Jesus in the garden. Go a little further.
Yes, amen.
I'm going to ask everybody in the house that would able to would stand. The Royce comes, get something on the piano. Maybe a little song, a cappella, doesn't matter. But if you're stuck in one of them stages and you say, Lord, I've been in that so long. How long, Lord? That's another verse in the Bible. Lord, how long? Maybe you're saying, Lord, how long? Do I got to be patient? How long do I got to do this? I don't know who this message is for other than me. But that's what God gave me. And whatever you get out of it, it's up to you and the Lord. But if you're going through that right now, God wants to encourage you. He wants to say, I'm still here. I'm still holding your hand. I've still got a purpose for you. I've still got promises and things for you to achieve in life, to glorify me.
Amen.
And your joy may be full. If you could say that today, then the altar is open. Amen. And you can freely come. Don't worry about what anybody else thinks. Why? Because hope makes not ashamed. You have something you're holding on to, amen, with all your mind, in hopes that God will answer that prayer. Don't let go of it. Amen. In fact, come and renew your grip on that if you have to, as He plays. Search your heart.